Welcome to Book Spectrum. I'm Chris Cordani, and this is where we bring you authors, writers from various professions, whether they be new authors and writers or, well, seasoned ones. We like to bring them to you from across the spectrum. Once again, Chris Cordani here, and I am very happy once again to have my first ever guest back on again for his fourth time, because I love his Bad Love series. The Bad Love Gang are at it again with Bad Love Medicine. This time, they're back at World War II. They're traveling around space and time once again, but they face off with the Antichrist himself, or as Nostradamus put it, the second Antichrist himself, Adolf Hitler. This is a very exciting story, and I'm very happy to have Dr. Kevin Shuey back on with me again. Welcome to the program, Kevin.
Thanks, Chris. It's wonderful to be with you for a fourth time. Can you believe that? I mean, four books in 22 months, and here we are visiting about book four, Bad Love Medicine.
How do you do that? These aren't really just churned out books. You really had a lot of this kind of planned up way in advance, and it just comes out of your mind. You're working on it. You pull the stories out. Four in 22 months where they're not just churned out kind of unimaginative books either. So let's get into that. What's the process? I know we talked a little about it before, but now we're talking the fourth book. How is this coming to you as well as it has?
Yeah, you know, Chris, I really feel like I'm being inspired to write this series. I mean, I'm having so much fun with it, first of all. So if something is fun and enjoyable to you, then you're actually, you know, you're going to do it, right?
Exactly.
And so it's like I get to go back in time, because nine of these characters are based on real life people that I grew up with, and I still stay in touch with several of them. And of course, they're all having fun reading these as I'm churning them out. But I think it's meant to be. I think it's one of these series where I'm being inspired, and this is really going to grow into something big. I mean, the screenplay that I wrote for the first book, Bad Love Strikes, and Chris, it just won its seventh award in Madrid, Spain. And I'm a finalist in Tel Aviv, Israel now, and won in the LA Film Festival. And it's just, so I think that it's going to be a movie or a Netflix series. And it's one of those things in life that I think is meant to be. I'm actually getting started now with book number five. It's called Bad Love Rising. And we're going to talk about Bad Love Medicine here today. But, you know, in Bad Love Rising, the Bad Love Gang are going to learn how to use the White Hole Project going backwards and forward. So up until now, it's only been able to take them back to World War II years. And so it's expanding. The series is expanding. And, you know, with time travel, it's the possibilities for, you know, your different thematic elements. It's endless. I mean, you know, when you can time travel, I just think that it opens up so many worlds.
You try to balance history, science fiction together. And yes, some people think time travel is far-fetched. Well, many others say there's lots of proof. But how do you balance? I know we've discussed this again before, but how do you keep balancing the historically accurate and scientifically believable themes that you're trying to put together with the imagination and we'll say the I won't say fantasy, but I'll say the fiction part of the science fiction?
Well, I think it's my love of history because you take my love of history with the fact that I'm a board certified radiation oncologist. I'm a cancer specialist. And so when you're treating cancer patients, you don't just treat them with maybe this or maybe that. You treat them definitively with what they really need for the diagnosis and the stage. And so I think that my history is accurate and spot on. And if you're taking history and you're bringing it in to the time travel element, It opens so many possibilities for the Bad Love Gang to be interacting. And in this case, Bad Love Medicine, they're traveling back to World War II. They have to get this cancer-saving medicine to this character, Hannah Lieb, which we met in the first novel. And so now they've got to get that. They have to find her in World War II Europe and get the medicine to her. And they actually are called to meet with Winston Churchill. Well, they're thinking that Winston's going to be able to find Hannah. But what they find out is that Churchill wants to meet with them because Hitler has got his hands on this blue exotic matter, which makes time travel possible. And Hitler, he's actually had a team of physicists build what they're calling the Black Hole Project. And Hitler wants to take his horrible agenda to the future. And they see the time traveling Bad Love Gang as the ideal group to stop Hitler and in his tracks and with his plans. And so it is a grand adventure. I mean, the Bad Love Gang go back and they meet with Winston Churchill in his underground war room in London, in World War II London. How good is that? And you get to feel what it would be like to sit in the same room with Winston Churchill. There's two chapters in Bad Love Medicine devoted to that. And you get to experience what it would be like to sit there with Winston Churchill and talk about how we need to have a mission here to stop Hitler. He wants to escape the battle for Berlin and go to the future, and the Bad Love Gang are called upon to do that.
That's a good thing. Did they get to smoke cigars with Winston Churchill?
Well, it's so funny that you ask, because Churchill goes through two cigars while they're sitting there meeting, and they're all watching that, you know. And they weren't just any cigars. So they were Romeo and Juliet cigars from Cuba. And that was one of his two favorites.
Kevin Shuey, Dr. Kevin Shuey is with me on Book Spectrum. He's been on for the fourth time. We're covering the fourth in his excellent Bad Love Gang series, Bad Love Medicine. We're going back in time. The gang, these people, again, I just want to make sure it's remembered by those who listened before and maybe know now by those who might be listening to one of our conversations for the first time. All these young people were based on you and your friends from back in the 70s having fun.
That's right. That's right. And we all had nicknames for each other, Chris. You know, my nickname,
Bubble
as
Butt.
You know, yeah, I'm Bubble Butt or BB, but... you know, Crazy Ike is a real guy. I just geographically moved from Denver, Colorado to Jasper, Indiana. And I talked to Crazy Ike for a good 30 minutes while I was driving down the highway headed to Indiana. So, and the PUD, I talked to the PUD as well. And so we stay in touch, but you know, we have characters in Bad Love Medicine that are part of the Bad Love Gang that anyone can identify with. You know, there are enough characters there and there's enough diversity that the readers, you know, they're going to be able to latch on to one of these characters and say, wow, that's me. And that makes the book even more of an immersive experience for the reader, right? I mean, if you can find a character that you identify with, it just takes you that much further into the book.
Absolutely. Kevin, you deal with a lot of the protagonists and antagonists of American history, but you also have to have other characters as well. And since the protagonist gang, the Bad Love Gang, are based off on you and your friends and maybe some neighbors as well. How about some of the antagonists or maybe some of the side characters that we don't know, that we that aren't historical figures? Are any of them based on people you know or maybe composites or anything like that?
Well, I wouldn't say based on people that I know personally, but they're based on thematic elements or people that I think are worthy of being bad guys. I mean, you know, one of the chief enemies or, you know, of the Bad Luck Gang is this Russian KGB agent named Borya Provopuskov. And and so Borya, you know, marries this woman from Tennessee and converts her to communism and the KGB way of life. And then they raise these, you know, two children. And so, you know, I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and, you know, the Cold War was front and center. I mean, some things have changed in the world in terms of the antagonist, as you say, but it's like the theme stays the same, right? It's just the names or the players or countries change seats. But growing up for me, it was Russia and the KGB. It was the Cold War. And why did we call it cold? Well, because it was a war, but there weren't really any quote unquote shots fired. But there was a real war of espionage going on then. But, you know, for Bad Love Medicine, of course, I chose Adolf Hitler as the supreme antagonist. And I mean, there's not really, you have a hard time finding a more evil figure in history. And
right, they're going after the big guy. They're going after the big guy himself. That's what's going on.
That's right. That's right. The first chapter, Chris, it's called Hitler's Darkest Secret. And I'm telling you, Bad Love Medicine is a knockout.
So now you know why he killed himself. A bunch of kids from the 70s came back and took him down.
That's right. He's, you know, in the book, he's like, who the hell are the Bad Love Gang? And so, and you know, he did. He committed suicide in the Führer bunker in Berlin as the Battle of Berlin was drawing to a close. And so what this particular book, Bad Love Medicine, it just puts a new twist on that, and it does it in a way where I think people will read it and say, maybe that did happen.
One thing that's really important with all your books is you have a soundtrack. A lot of that's the soundtrack to your life. And I was thinking the next book is Bad Love Rising. I'm pretty sure we all know Bad Moon Rising is going to be in the soundtrack there. But let's talk about some of the songs in this particular book, because every time you have a soundtrack, the cuts not only mean something as far as the book and moving the story over, but also they mean a lot to you.
Yeah, so there's 23 songs in the soundtrack to Bad Love Medicine, and this is what makes my series really unique, Chris. I mean, so I have a music brain. My dad was, he was a jukebox vendor in St. Louis County when I was growing up. So we had a jukebox in our basement with all the top 10 45 RPM vinyl records. And I had two older sisters who were popular and athletic, and, you know, and so they're dancing down in the basement with their friends and their boyfriends. And I'm sitting in the corner as a little boy watching all this, and I got imprinted with a music brain. So something, you know, I'll be talking to you or anybody or someone from the past, and, you know, a song will pop into my mind that applies to that particular discussion. And that's what happens in the Bad Love book series. And in, in Bad Love Medicine, the first song is from the Association, Along Comes Mary. I mean, that's like my favorite Association song. And it actually was, you know, one that really gave them notoriety. But the queen of Planet Azor, her first name is Mary. And so they're being knighted. The Bad Love Gang are being knighted, and so they come down the aisle, and they have one of the queen's servants play their music overhead, and along comes Mary, and they basically get the whole audience dancing. Or at least, singing and clapping along with them as they're going up to be knighted. And that's the first song in Bad Love Medicine. But, I mean, it has, Dancing in the Streets and by Martha and the Vandellas, and Reach Out, I'll Be There by the Four Tops, and we even have She's a Lady by Tom Jones and Revolution by the Beatles. There's a song in there called Crazy Horses by the Osmonds. I don't know if you've ever heard that song, Chris, but I mean, the Osmonds actually had kind of a hard rock song called Crazy Horses in 1972. And I actually really liked that song and remember it. And I brought it into this book because they're in London. The group is in London and they're talking about the Queen's horses. And of course, Bubble Butt is in his brain playing Crazy Horses by the Osmonds. But it's like an education. If the readers bring that song up, on Alexa or YouTube or whatever, they're going to be blown away. They're going to be like, that can't be the Osmonds. that's got to actually be Ozzy.
But the Osmonds were an underrated vocal group. I like the Osmonds. I'm going to say it right now. I was young during the time, but I like the Osmonds. The Osmonds were cool. And I also like the Dunny and Marie Show, so you can't mess with the Osmonds.
Well, there you go. But listen to Crazy Horses after we get done with the interview, because you'll be like, gosh, I just don't remember that song. But it actually, I think it made it like to number 15. But in the UK, it made it, I believe it made it to a top 10. And so, but it's just... It's like, well, there's just another side of education going on in Bad Love Medicine if you listen to the music as it's called out in bold letters throughout the story. It makes it so much more fun.
We glossed over this before. Kevin Shuey is with me, and we're talking about his Bad Love series, the fourth book in that, by the way, Bad Love Medicine, right here on Book Spantrum. You said that there might be some screenplays happening here, so let's get into that.
Well, I wrote the screenplay to Bad Love Strikes. That was book one. And in fact, as you'll recall, that was the first interview for your new show. And here we are 2 years later. Well, anyway, so it took me, I have to tell you, Chris, that for me, writing a screenplay is much tougher than writing a book. I wrote Bad Love Strikes in 90 days. It took me 8 months to write the screenplay to Bad Love Strikes, but it is doing fabulous. So I've entered it into all of these film festivals, and it's now won 7 awards. It's been a finalist and semifinalist and quarterfinalist in much more about of the festivals I've entered. It has about a 55% chance of being accepted, which is really a high acceptance rate. And I do have an option agreement on my desk for consideration. I'm under a non-disclosure. I can't say too much about it, but right now, it's just we're negotiating back and forth, and interesting that you're interviewing me today on the 17th of September of 2021, because I have an announcement, and this will be the first time that I've let anyone know this, but I'm engaging two screenplay writers to work with me, and have just today started the screenplay for Bad Love Tigers, which is book two in the series. And so just give this a little bit of time, and you'll either be watching this like, you know, Stranger Things. This will be like a Netflix series, or maybe it will be like Indiana Jones meets the Teenage Goonies.
So let's hope this all happens, Kevin. I can say, hey, I had Dr. Kevin Shuey on way before he made these movies, and I had him on four times. So there, I knew what was going to happen.
That's right. You discovered that guy. I mean, that's got to be worth something, Chris, right?
I would hope so. But to be honest with you, good luck, because this is a series that that really, I believe, should be out there in the movie theaters. Keep in mind, a lot of young adult books are enjoyable for adults and even younger people alike, because they're fun. And you can talk to people on two or three different levels via the movie or via the book. You see that with the Hunger Games and even Harry Potter. You have people in their 40s and 50s watching Harry Potter movies and the Hunger Games and things like that.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And it's something that adults can watch and read with their kids, because growing up in the 70s and 80s, I can relate to some of the things you and your guys did, where a lot of kids today really can't, because they're not allowed to do half that stuff. But again, that's a different story for a different day. Kevin, exactly. I wish you good luck with the books. Can't wait to see and have you on for Bad Love Rising. I keep thinking I'm going to say Bad Moon Rising, but it's definitely Bad Love Rising. Thank you for being with us on Book Spectrum.
All right. Thanks so much, Chris. I look forward to being with you sometime in early 2022.
Let's hope for that. Kevin Shuey, thanks for being with us. I want to thank all of you for listening as well. Keep your eye out for Bad Love Medicine and the upcoming Bad Love Rising. As a matter of fact, if you haven't already, check out the other books in the Bad Love series. Once again, Chris Cordani here. I'm out. Thank you for being with us on Book Spectrum.